Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That word of God that we base our reflection upon this day is the gospel lesson just read. Restless and adventuresome. Our culture, if you look around, is restless, is it not? When you look at the pages of our newspapers, when you look at the media, you have people who are foundationally moving in search of satisfaction, moving in search of some abiding and satisfying fulfillment. Indeed, recent events have only, I think, heightened that restlessness. The stock market is wavering, and so the optimism of a culture has evaporated, as even the smallest towns in the Midwest wonder, how will we survive? How will we thrive? And it's not only at the larger level that there's restlessness. In individual lives, if you look around, look at their eyes in a kind of relaxed moment. And I would suggest to you that lots of people in our day, despite that outward prosperity, are inwardly still restless. They're searching. They're not happy in their vocation, they're not happy in their family, and down deep their soul longs for some foundation that will give them rest. If there's an image of rest that I often reflect upon, it's alluded to in today's gospel lesson, where Jesus holds up children as a model. About a week ago, I was sitting in the pew behind a seminarian that had a little baby. And that baby, as a young Lutheran, fell asleep during the homily. And he was at perfect peace. It was a delight to watch as that child enjoyed the arms of his father. How can we be like children? How can we have that rest that others seek for and that sometimes we find elusive? Well, it's given. It's not achieved. It's bestowed. It cannot be purchased. And it's bestowed in the one who comes to us and invites us to simply receive. And that's what happens to you and to me every day of our life. It happened at the beginning of our life in holy baptism, where our Lord came and gave rest. Rest in His holy birth, in His holy death, in His glorious resurrection. What He did there was break out of the confines of selfishness that each of us was born into. You see, as long as we are captive to the self, we're restless. We can't crawl out of this prison of self-interest. But our Lord took us in those refreshing waters, and so every day of our life, we can be like children, refreshed by our baptismal and wonderful character, freely bestowed by God's grace and mercy in that holy sacrament. And of course, every time we hear these words of life, we know that our Lord is, as the text says, gentle and meek. He doesn't refuse the restless person. He doesn't refuse the selfish person. But rather, He invites us to Himself. And today, that invitation to rest comes most pointedly in His holy meal. What a portrait of rest to dine at His table, where He is the provider and where His very body and blood unite us with the life of God. For therein, in the life of God, is rest. And it's rest that lasts. It's peace that knows no end. because there we live not for ourselves, but for him who gave himself for us and lives on high. So this morning, let us be at rest, and let us enjoy the rest that Christ has provided in his holy word and sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.